In this week's Cotton Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are Christian Dellis, Senior Export Specialist for USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Services. This is Cut 1, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
Prior to our release of 2.5, industry users could still access the PSIT system, and with that, they were just creating their own user IDs and passwords. And with the release of 2.5, we moved to e-authentication, which is a federal government mandate, and the hope is that eventually you will just have one user ID and password for all government systems that you access.
This is Cut 2, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
In the past, it was a paperwork exercise because the shipments are very repetitive and you can store the information and basically generate new applications by just inputting new dates and whatever the quantity is that's associated, because the exporters and consignees do not change that much. And even if they do, you can store a drop-down list of those, so you can create applications really in a matter of minutes, and then you submit that directly to the duty station. The duty station automatically transfers the information from the application onto an actual certificate. Once we print off that certificate and it's complete in our system, then the exporters can already see a copy of the certificate on their side of the system, so they'll have those in hand a lot quicker. And we are moving towards an electronic exchange of the document, so as soon as we hit the printed button, the foreign country would automatically receive an electronic copy of that phytosanitary certificate. I know with the cotton industry alone, they spend a lot of money with courier fees on transferring the phytosanitary certificates back and forth, and one office that I know of has already told me they're saving over $150 a week in courier fees.
This is Cut 3, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
For cotton itself, we've done over 5,200 phytos with the PSIT system to over 63 countries, and it already represents over 200 million pounds of cotton have been certified with phytos created from the PSIT system. For the federal duty stations or the PPQ offices in PSIT, use of the system is mandatory effective October 1st of this year. There's still some state and county locations out there that are not using the system currently. Hope to have everyone on in the next year or so, but for most of the cotton shipments, they are all obtained from PPQ offices anyway.